Newmarket resident Kara Sanders has worked with the remote Kichinamakuzub Ininuwug, also known as Big Trout Lake First Nation, since 2017. The Curve Lake First Nation band member started her business, ASCII Environmental, in 2016 to help support remote Indigenous communities. She set out on a trip February 1 to provide more solar panels and supplies. "I chose to work in Northern Ontario because I felt that area had a great need," Sanders said. "I am fortunate to be educated and able to write proposals and reports. Many First Nations struggle with these skills. I work with them and help them obtain things they want and need." But Sanders is bringing more to the community than expected when she asked Newmarket residents for donations the past couple of weeks. The impromptu community initiative gathered clothing, bedding toys, books, and about $700 for groceries, enough to fill two pickup trucks and a trailer, according to organizer Nancy Fish. "The response was amazing. People are very generous and kind," Sanders said. Fish, a Newmarket resident and Métis, said she came across a post Sanders made seeking donations and decided to act. With help from the community, and Patricia Hawk helping with finances, Fish said they got a strong response for something organized within just a couple of weeks. "I'm just blown away by the generosity of people in Newmarket," Fish said. "Everyone just gave so much of themselves. I wish we had more time. The journey Sanders is taking is not easy. She will travel several days to get to the community in Northern Ontario. It is only accessible by plane in the summer, but they will traverse over 300 kilometers of ice roads to get there in winter. This may take 8 to 12 hours. We have not done this, so it is a bit scary and exciting," Sanders said. Sanders's company received a $1.67 million federal contract in 2020 to supply biomass heating systems to remote First Nations communities. Last year, they installed solar panels atop the school and water treatment plant there, in addition to a wood chip boiler project and developing a youth sawmill program. This time, they will be installing solar panels at an office, as well as providing a logging truck and trailer. She said she sought additional donations given the challenges remote communities can face getting supplies, which are several times more expensive than urban centers. "In a remote community, supplies are very expensive and often very limited," Sanders said. With COVID, community members have not been able to leave the community to shop in the larger towns. "I thought bringing gifts to them would be appreciated." Sanders said they will spend about 3 weeks there, including time taking COVID tests and isolating. After that, they will also be traveling to Pikangikum First Nation, another remote northern community they have helped as part of their contract. Fish said the helping hand is important given price increases are felt more acutely there. "We need to support them more than ever," Fish said. "We really have to help our Indigenous people, and what better way? You can donate toward purchasing supplies by contacting Nancy Fish at n.fish@rogers.com.